A special election next week will decide if Republicans in the state Senate retain a two-thirds majority. It's Monday, March 27th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, Joe Schultz reports on threatening messages being sent to the candidates in the Green Bay mayor's race. And Daniel Kading tells us about new developments in the Great Lakes ports of Duluth, Superior, and Milwaukee. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A special election will determine whether Republicans can keep a two-thirds majority of the state Senate. Gabby Vinnick reports on Wisconsin's open 8th district seat.
Republican Alberta Darling represented the district for three decades. She announced her retirement last year. While it's long been a GOP stronghold, Democrats have gained ground in the Milwaukee suburbs. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin has focused her campaign on access to abortion.
Folks are sick of these extremist policies, particularly with regard to health care and women's right to choose.
State Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown hopes to hold the seat for Republicans. He says there should be rape and incest exceptions to the 1849 abortion ban, but he still favors restricting abortion.
I think it's unconscionable that you don't recognize that there's two lives there.
The election is on Tuesday, April 4th. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County is partnering with a national nonprofit to wipe out more than $150 million worth of medical debt. On Thursday, the county board voted to send around $1.5 million in American Rescue Plan stimulus funds to the group RIP Medical Debt. In turn, the nonprofit will combine that with donations to eliminate debt held by some 67,000 residents. Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Patty Logsdon was one of two members to vote against the spending. She says only around 7% of the county's population will qualify because of income restrictions. Logsdon says there are better ways to spend the stimulus funds.
A lot of the persons that are involved that would get this medical debt paid have other credit issues, be it charges or whatever. So I don't think it's going to take them off their bad credit rating.
The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates 23 million Americans owe a total of nearly $200 billion in medical debt. Both candidates in the Green Bay mayor's race have received threatening messages. As Joe Schultz reports, this isn't a first for the city.
Mayor Eric Genrich received a letter Thursday that appeared to threaten his family. His opponent, Chad Weininger, received a similar message by text last week. Green Bay police are investigating the threat to Genrich's family. Weininger did not report his incident to law enforcement. Genrich says serving in local office should not endanger families.
Some people say, well, you signed up for it being in the public light, but I don't think anybody ever signs up for this kind of thing. And nobody's family ever does, obviously.
In 2020, city officials received death threats after approving a mask mandate. They also saw an uptick in harassment following the election that year. Princeton University found Wisconsin had the fourth most incidents of threats or harassment to election officials in the country between 2020 and 2022. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows a striking decline in state-generated financial support for conservation, public lands, and parks. The new report details a sharp drop in general purpose revenue or state tax funding for the Department of Natural Resources. In the mid-90s, the agency received around $334 million in such revenues. Under the current budget, those revenues dropped by almost 41% without adjusting for inflation. Fred Clark with Wisconsin's Green Fire says the erosion of funds is preventing efforts to address environmental challenges and needs at state parks.
And those parks are being starved of the resources they need to just maintain themselves, let alone add needed improvements.
Green Bay Republican State Senator Rob Cole says he's disagreed with some legislative changes to DNR funding. Cole says he and other lawmakers have tried to mitigate the effects of less money. He says that includes providing more than $15 million through several bills for park upgrades. State health officials are winding down several COVID-19 testing programs as interest in testing changes. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recently announced the Community Testing Support Program will end on April 15th. The initiative has helped pharmacies, local health departments, and other organizations provide free testing since 2021. Officials say demand for in-person tests has declined significantly since at-home tests became available from the state and federal government. Ajay Seth is a professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says free at-home tests have been important for making sure people have equal access to testing.
My instincts tell me that in general, fewer people are going to be likely to test over time, except for those people who are vulnerable to severe disease.
Wisconsin residents can get 10 free at-home tests every month through the state's Say Yes COVID Test program. Officials say they anticipate the program to continue for at least another month. And finally, Great Lakes ports are gearing up for this year's shipping season that will bring new developments in Duluth, Superior, and Milwaukee. Daniel Kading reports the season is just getting underway.
For the first time in years, container shipping service returned to the Port of Duluth Superior last year. It became the only U.S. port besides Cleveland that's capable of handling maritime container shipments on the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway. Now they are partnering with Amsterdam-based Spleetoff Group. It's one of the largest shipping companies in the Netherlands. Deb DeLuca with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says it will provide monthly container service to the port.
So that's a big win from a supply chain perspective for the region.
In Milwaukee, construction is wrapping up on a new $35 million agricultural export facility. The port's director says it could go online as early as May. The facility is expected to increase the amount of cargo moving through the city by about 400,000 tons. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Hope Kerwin, in this week for Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.